Blog Talk Radio.
Me say summer we bless till we fool. Me and Franny girl say blessings are in the me a say blessing. Me my drink out of coffee and ask for a rose.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am close to 190. I'm the 190 to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm close to bless. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed. Thank you for tuning in with me today. We have been studying having faith in the midst of trouble, having faith in the midst of trouble, and our subtopic for tonight is Thy Will Be Done, Thy Will Be Done. Bow your heads and let us pray. Dear Lord, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be able to study the Word of God again tonight. Lord God, we pray for all those that are listening around the world, and Lord, others that will be listening to this recording. We bless you, God, because you are truly worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. Lord God, we have a special request for Otis Morris over there in the Turks and Caicos Islands. I pray that you'll remember him right now, God. Lord, I don't know what the situation is, but Lord, I pray that you'll remember your son right now. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. God, I thank you for his mom standing in the gap for him, oh God. And I pray that you'll remember this family that you would truly touch. Oh God, we know that you're a way maker, that there's nothing too hard for you to do. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you would touch right now. Oh God, remember those, Lord, that need an encouraging word right now. I pray that you would encourage them. I pray that you would strengthen them. And Lord God, we bless you. And God, we honor you, God, for remembering us. God, even when we don't remember you, Lord, I pray that you would truly touch our hearts and our minds, that we would remember to give you praise in our lives. And Father, we just say thanks to you. I pray that you would open up our understanding, oh God. Help us to not just be hearers of the word, but to be doers of the word. And Father, we say thanks to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, my friend. Thank you so much for joining me on tonight. Our lesson, our subtopic below, our main theme, for these past few weeks has been trusting God in the midst of trouble. And our subtopic tonight is Thy Will Be Done. We have a few scriptures that we'll try to look at, Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 to 15, and also Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 to 10, and Psalms 9, verse 1 to 11. So I hope that you will study with me and stay with me for this study on tonight. We'll be starting with Psalm 9, beginning at verse 1, going all the way down to verse 11. Psalm 9, it says, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sattest in the throne judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities, their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. Amen. I just want to encourage you, my friend, to allow God to work things out for you. I know sometimes the enemy might make it appear that things are not going to go well, but I want you to know that in the midst of everything that is going on, you can put your trust in Jesus. The psalmist says, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. It is interesting to note that when you are going through the most difficult times in your life, this is the time to give God praise. This is the time to bless him. We have a tendency to complain when we're going through, and I know that I have done it on more than one occasion, that I've just complained and complained. But my friend, I want to encourage you that complaining is not going to help, but praying will. I want to encourage you to spend time seeking the face of God and putting it in his hands. Because the Bible says, casting all your care upon him, because he careth for you. So he cares about you, my friend. He cares about your family. He cares about everything that you're going through. And the psalmist says, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. So with my entire being, with all that is within me, I am going to bless the name of the Lord. It's easy to gripe about what's going on, but it's hard to just smile when you actually feel like crying. It's hard to smile when you actually feel like throwing up your hands. But I want you to know that God understands and he knows what you're going through, and he wants you to look up and smile and understand that everything is going to be all right. The Bible says, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. You know, when we're going through a difficult time, what we have to do is remind ourselves of what God has already brought us through. And when you think of what God has already brought you through, then you will realize that what you're facing right now is nothing compared to what God has already brought you through. God has brought you through great difficulties, great challenges, and I want you to know that things are going to get better for you. Just hold on and you'll see that things are going to get better for you. Verse 2 says, I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will be glad. In other words, I don't have time to be sad. I don't have time to be down in the dumps or to have a pity party, but I will be glad. So even if I don't know why I should be glad, I'm going to be glad because the Word of God says that I should be glad. The Word of God says that I should make merry in my heart. I should rejoice. I should bless the Lord. I should praise his name. And when we listen to what the Word of God says and we do what the Word of God says, then everything is going to be all right. So my friend, hold on a little while longer. Verse 3 says, when my enemies are turned back. So it says when my enemies are turned back. Not if. I want you to notice that word. It doesn't say if, it says when. So in other words, those who come against you will be turned back. Those who speak against you will be turned back. Those who try to harm you will be turned back. So it's not an if, but it is a when. In other words, if you just stand still, if you just wait for a little while, God will fight your battles for you. God will go in. And he will make sure that the enemy is dispersed. Amen. In another scripture, it says that the enemy will come in one way, but it will flee seven ways. So in other words, God is always ready to fight on your behalf. But the question is, are you willing to allow God to fight on your behalf? Or are you constantly trying to go into battle yourself? The Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. So in other words, you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is stand still and see the salvation of your God. All you have to do is stand still and say, Lord, this is the situation, and this is what's going on in my life, and Lord, this is what I need you to handle. And when you surrender your life to God, and when you surrender your children to God, when you surrender your entire family to God, your husband or your whoever is in your life, when you surrender them to God, you will see that God will handle it, because God can handle your business. You see, sometimes we reach a certain age and we think that we're all grown up and we can handle things ourselves, but if you have children, you will know that your children are never grown up. They're always going to be your son and your daughter. They're always going to be your little boy and your little girl. It doesn't matter what age they are. And so it is that we are children of God, and God is always our daddy. He's always there to take care of us. And if we would understand that God can handle our business and stop trying to handle it ourselves, we will see that God is quite capable of helping us, and he is more than willing and ready to help us. Oh, I give God praise. I praise him right now because I know that he is well able. He is well able. It's a song. We used to sing that song back in the 80s and the 90s, a song that we sung in church, and it was a song taken from the children of Israel and how they had walked around in the wilderness. And the song was, we are well able to go up and take the country. You know, and we talked about from the land and all the way down in, you know, in the valley and what have you. But the gist of it was, we're well able to go up. We can do it. We are victorious. You know, we are not grasshoppers, but we are giants. We're able to do exceedingly abundantly above that we can even think or act or imagine. We can do great things if we just stand still and say, God, I know that you've got this, and I trust you that everything is going to be all right. I want you to know, my friend, that it doesn't matter what it looks like. God is able to give you a breakthrough today. But what you've got to be able to say is, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Lord, I know that you're giving me faith right now in the midst of this turmoil. Lord, I know that you're giving me faith right now in the midst of this trouble. And Lord, I thank you that it's already taken care of. It's already done. Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Help me to stop trying to fight this battle on my own. And Lord, I place it into your hands. How many of you know that God is able to take care of everything? Anything that you need, God has already provided. Anything that you're praying about, God has already heard your prayers, and he's about to answer your prayers. The Bible says in verse 3, when mine enemies are turned back, they shall fail and perish at thy presence. So in other words, God will show up, and he will show out. I'll say it one more time. God will show up, and he will show out. So it doesn't matter what you're going through. When you begin to pray earnestly and seek God with all your heart, God will show up in the middle of your situation. His presence will show up, and the enemy of your soul will have to back up. Why? Because when God shows up, the enemy has to move out the way. Amen. And so if you have a problem that seems like it cannot be solved, I want you to know that all you have to do is lift up your voice and cry out to Jesus and ask Jesus to be your strength and ask Jesus to be your help. And Jesus is about to help you right now. He's about to strengthen you right now. He's about to give you what you need right now to make it another day, to make it another hour. The Bible says in verse 5, thou hast rebuked the heathen. Amen. Anyone who will come against you, who will try to discourage you, the Bible says that God himself has rebuked them. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. In other words, don't worry about the wicked. They are only doing what they're doing for a moment, but God himself is going to fix it, because one of these days, We shall all stand before God. We shall all be judged for what we have done on this earth. And so don't worry about the wicked and that they seem to be prospering, they seem to be happy. Don't worry about it. Don't be envious of them because God's going to work it all out. Look at verse 7. It says, but the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. Amen. And he shall judge the world in righteousness. In other words, God wants us to be righteous. He wants us to be holy. And so one of these days, he is going to judge us because he wants to know, have we been living the way he has called us to live? The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. Verse 9, he shall be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. My friend, for many years now, I have been putting my trust in God. And God has truly been a refuge and a strength to me. I can truly say that I am a witness that God is a good God. I am a witness that anytime I need a place of refuge, that God has been my helper. And I can go to him in prayer and I can talk to him and he meets all of my needs. And I know that he can also meet your needs. It does not matter what you're going through, whether it is difficulties with your family, difficulties with your health, difficulties with your finances. It does not matter what it looks like or what is going on. I want you to know that God already has everything under control and that you don't have to worry about anything at all. All you need to do is begin praying and putting your trust in God. And once again, say, Lord, thy will be done. I'm surrendering this problem to you. I'm surrendering this situation to you. I'm surrendering this child to you. I'm surrendering this family member to you. I'm surrendering this boss to you. I'm surrendering this job to you. It does not matter who it is or what the situation is. God is able to help you. He is able to strengthen you. He is able to guide you. And I want you to know that God loves you very much. He truly is a refuge for you in your time of trouble. Look at verse 10. It says, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. You see, those who don't know who God is, they don't put their trust in him. They put their trust in their cars, in their friends, in their money, you know, in their bank account. They put their money in, you know, their trust in the president and the politicians. But those who know who God is, those who know that he is our rock and our stronghold, those who know that he is our, you know, refuge and that he is the Almighty One, that he is our creator, our father, our daddy, those who know who their God is, they will not put their trust in their friends or in the politicians, but they will put their trust in God. Because it does not matter what society is saying, does not matter how immoral society gets. We don't have to worry about all of that because we have put our trust in God, and we know that God is going to take care of us and that God is going to meet every need that we have. My friend, I want to encourage you. Don't be discouraged. Understand this, that God is already working things out for you. If you would just begin to pray, and if you know that you have not surrendered your heart to Jesus, if you would just ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins, if you would just ask Jesus to come into your heart, confess your sins to him, ask him to forgive you, ask him to cleanse you from all unrighteousness, the Bible says that he will do that because he loves us so much that he was willing to send his son to die on the cross for us. So I just want to encourage you to hold on to God. Put your trust in him. Verse 10 says again, and they that follow thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. Sing praises. Every place you go, everyone you meet, tell them about the goodness of Jesus. Tell them how wonderful God is. Even if things are not going as well as you want them to do right now in your life, make it your business to give God honor, to give him praise. When people ask you how you're doing, I'm well, I'm fine, God is working this out for me. Don't be one of those people who every time people talk to you, there's always something wrong. You know, your toe is hurting. Somebody step on your corn. You know, don't be one of those people. Be one of those people who is always an optimist, who always has something good to say, an encouraging word, a word to strengthen someone and encourage someone. Why? Because God is going to bless you because you are being a blessing in the kingdom. You're being a blessing to someone. God is going to bless you because you're holding on. And you're putting your trust in Jesus. I want you to know, my friend, that God loves you. He cares about you. And if you listen to me teaching some more, you're going to hear me say it over and over and over again. And I will say it every night to you. God loves you. He cares about you. And things are going to get better for you if you would put your trust in the Lord God. His name is Jesus. Look at, again, to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. The Bible says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. You know, the Bible tells us over and over again not to forget his law, to do what God is calling us to do. We are so much wrapped up in what is going on in society. You know, they are pushing all types of crazy things right now in society. They're pushing men to mate with men and women to mate with women and all types of crazy things that the Bible says is an abomination before God. And with all of the things that society is pushing, it is very easy for some folks to get sidetracked and to just go along with that. But you see, we cannot go along with that. But we must understand that God is still God and his word is still truth. He said, forget not his law. Keep his commandments. In other words, whatever you know that God has said not to do, don't do it. Whatever he says that you should be doing, do it. What are some of the things that he has said that we should do? He said that we should love our neighbor as ourselves. He said that we should encourage and strengthen one another. He said that we should pray for one another, that we should be loving. He said that we should pick up the hands of those who are feeble, that we should visit the widows, and we should pray for the sick, and they shall recover. There are lots of things that God has told us that we should do. And my friend, if you know that you're not doing the things that God has called you to do, you should pray and ask God to help you, to surrender your heart to him so that you can do the things that he has called you to do. Look at verse 2. It says, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. Length of days. In other words, God can give you a long life if you would put your trust in him. He can give you peace. You don't always have to have a busybody around you arguing with you and saying all kind of foolishness. People like that avoid. If you know someone who only wants to argue, only wants to shout and yell and what have you, avoid those people and only have people around you that are at peace, people who love God and who always have the praises of God on their lips. It says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Understand this, my friend, mercy and truth. God is truth. And he is merciful. Make sure that God stays in your heart. He stays in your mind. Because he is the truth. The Bible says, bind them about thy neck. In other words, just like people put on jewelry, they put on their earrings and their necklaces and what have you. The truth of God's word should be something that we wear all the time. We should always be meditating on the word of God. We should always be praying and seeking God's face. Why? Because God created us to serve him. He created us to love him. And God truly loves you, my friend. He truly cares about you. And he wants to see you have peace in your life. And so right now, I want you to take some time and just begin to praise God right where you are and bless God right where you are and understand that God wants you to have peace. And because he wants you to have peace, you've got to receive that peace. You've got to say, Lord, give me your peace right now. Give me your strength right now. I want to have a close relationship with you. Draw me nearer to you, dear Lord. Draw me nearer to you. Look at verse 4. It says, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. So if you have peace with God, you will have peace with people around you also. It says favor. You'll find favor. Oh, I don't know about you, my friend, but I want to know that I've got the favor of God. I want to know that wherever I go, that God shows me favor. He opens doors in front of me. He shuts those that need to be shut and opens the ones that need to be opened. I want you to know, friend, that God says he will give you favor. Amen and amen. He will give you favor. He will bless you. He will help you. But the Bible says you will find favor only if you do what? If you put your trust in God. In other words, if you don't put your trust in God, if you don't surrender your life to God, there is no way for you to have favor. If you truly want the favor of God on your life, you've got to surrender everything to God and say, Lord, here it is. I know I cannot handle this myself, and I'm giving it completely to you. Look at verse 5. A favorite verse that I always quote, and everyone else quotes it also. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Isn't that a wonderful thing? If we would just put our trust in God and trust him with all our heart, stop leaning unto our own understanding. That's where the thy will be done comes in. Lord, your will be done. Lord, your will be done. Lord, your will be done. Father, help me to not lean unto mine own understanding, but, Lord, to put my trust in you. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. But, Lord, I put my trust in you. And I believe and I know without a shadow of a doubt that it's going to be all right. The Bible says in verse 6, in all thy ways. You know, Jamaican people might say people can sometimes be sometime-ish. Do you know, sometime-ish people means that sometimes they like you and sometimes they don't like you. Sometimes they're your friend and sometimes they're not your friend. Well, the Bible says in all thy ways acknowledge him. So, in other words, God does not want half of our hearts, but he wants our complete hearts. He wants our lives totally. Sometimes people are sometime-ish with God, meaning that they go to church on Sunday, but for the rest of the week, they don't serve God. They go to church on Sunday, but Saturday night, they were out partying at the clubs. God does not want a sometime-ish Christian, but he wants a person who will give him all of their hearts. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. When we acknowledge God, he will direct us. When we seek him, we shall find him. When we knock, the door shall be opened unto us. The Bible says that when we seek his face and when we ask him in the name of Jesus, the Bible says that whatsoever we ask in Jesus' name, believing that it shall be done unto us. You see, but first and foremost, we must surrender everything to God. Everything. You know, we can be preachers and still not surrender. We can be very, very strong Christians and still not surrender. Because the funny thing about religious people is that religious people can be so religious that they go through all the rituals of serving God, but their heart is far from him. My friend, don't be a ritual Christian. Don't be a ritual religious person, but ask God to truly touch your heart and get a close walk with God. That is what God desires for us. Look at verse 7. It says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. My friend, I believe that that is what God is saying to us, that we should not think that we know it all. We should not think that we know more than God, but we should be wise in the sense of acknowledging Him and letting Him direct us. We think that we are too grown and don't want to listen to anyone and don't want anyone to tell us anything at all. But I want you to know that at no time at all are we too grown for God. At no time at all are we too big that God cannot tell us what to do. We are to acknowledge that we are His children, and we should allow Him to direct our steps. In another verse, it says, order my steps. You know, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. If you want to be considered a good man, allow God to order your step. If you want to be considered a good woman, allow God to order your step. If you want to be considered a good student, allow God to order your step. You see, if God is not the one that is directing our path, then our path is headed for destruction. But we need to understand that we cannot direct our own lives, but we need to surrender our lives to God and allow Him to direct us. The Bible says, once again in verse 7, be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. If you were talking to Jamaican company, they said, they look at someone and they say the person is too bossy. And that means that they're arrogant. They are show off. And we have a tendency to do that. We show off on other people and we are arrogant. But the Bible says, he that exalted himself shall be abased, but he that is abased shall be exalted. In other words, God wants us to come humbly before Him and to acknowledge that we need Him. Look at verse 8. It says, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy first fruits, with all thine increase. Everything that we get, the first thing that we should do is bring it to the house of the Lord and give God what belongs to Him. It says, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. So if you want to be wealthy, if you want to prosper, if you want God to bless your hands, bless your family, bless your bank account, bless whatever it is that you have, if you want to be blessed, give God what belongs to Him, and you shall be blessed. And first and foremost, my friend, you need to give God your heart and give Him your all. If you would turn again with me to our lesson for tonight, Matthew chapter 6, beginning at the first verse. Matthew chapter 6, beginning at the first verse, the Bible says, take heed that you do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound the trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus, as you know, he loved to teach his disciples. And over again, he was teaching his disciples about how they should live in his absence, because he knew that he was going to have to leave them and die on the cross and rise from the dead and go back to heaven. And so he was telling his disciples and also us how we ought to live. And one of the things that he said how we ought to live is that we should be careful that when we are praying, when we are you know, serving God, that we are just not doing it for a show. And that whatever we do for God, that it comes from the heart. You see, when it comes from the heart, even when people don't say thank you, you're okay. When it comes from your heart, even when people don't pat you on the shoulder, you're still okay. When it comes from your heart, even when you get no, you know, reward down here on earth for the things that you do in the church and for other people, you're still okay, because what you do, you're not doing it for them, but you're doing it for the glory and honor of God. You know, I read someplace Chip Ingram in Walk Through the Bible. He does a series, a parenting series called Parenting in a Defective World. And one of the things that he says is that we should be careful about how we train up our children. And we should focus on the fact that they ought to learn how to take correction, and they ought to learn to understand that suffering is normal, that these things in life are normal, and you ought to teach your children how to humble themselves and how to listen, because God has called us to not be boastful, but to humble ourselves before Him. Look at verse 5. The Bible says, "And where thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." My friend, when you pray, don't do it just to be a show-off. You know, Chip Ingram said, when you're working, remember you're working for an audience of one. You're working for an audience of one. So God is the person that we're trying to please. And so when you pray and ask Him and say, "God, your will be done in my life," what you're saying is, "God, you direct my steps. You help me, God. And let me not allow other people to upset me and to stop me from serving you. But, Lord, help me to understand that whatever I do, I'm doing it for your glory and your honor." The Bible says in verse 6, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." My friend, God wants to reward you openly. He wants to bless you. He wants to help you. And when you pray, I want you to remember that you don't have to shout your prayer from the hilltop. You know, if you're in a church, a loud, boisterous church like the kind that I grew up in, and the pastor says, "Everyone pray," and the whole congregation starts praying, or they might call you to the microphone and have you pray, that's very different. But there are some people who will deliberately make themselves louder than everyone else, and will deliberately act as if they're more holy than everyone else around them. And that is not the intent of Christianity. The intent of Christianity is not to insult other people. The intent of Christianity is for you to just live a holy and a godly life. And even without opening your mouth, others should know that you are a Christian. They should know how much you love God and how much you have surrendered your life to Almighty God, because you're living in such a way that it is a blessing to other people without you even opening your mouth. Look at verse 7. "But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask Him." Listen, your God knows what you need. He knows what's in your heart. And so when you pray, you don't have to keep asking Him the same thing over and over and over again. When you ask Him, just believe in your heart, and it shall be done. I know we come from some churches, you know, there are some churches that they want you to stay there and say one word for 20 million times. And I grew up in those type of churches. I understand the mentality, but I want you to know that it doesn't always work that way. There are times in your life when you can just speak that word one time and say, God, this is what I need. And I want you to know that before you know it, God just answers your prayers immediately. I'm going to give you a quick example. I remember when I was taking some youth from Boston to Buffalo, New York. I was taking them to youth conference, and I had, you know, spent money out of my pocket for this, that, and the other. And I knew that when we got to Buffalo, New York, and when I got back home, I was going to need $50 more to help me pay my bills. I was standing there in my heart. I did not say to anyone else. I said in my heart, I said, Lord, I'm going to need $50 more. I want you to know I did not make any phone calls. I did not tell anyone. When we got to the hotel in Buffalo, New York, we had just gotten off the bus, had not even properly checked into the hotel. I had a young lady walk up to me with an envelope, and she says, my mom told me to give this to you. When I opened that envelope, dear friend, there was $50 in that envelope. God met my need without me having to shout it from the mountaintop. It was a prayer that I prayed in my heart to him, letting him know that after I sacrificed and brought those youth to that conference, when I got back home, I was going to need a little pocket change for myself to help pay some bills, and God did it without me having to call a zillion people to let them know my business. God worked it out for me. I want you to know that over and over and over again, God worked it out for me. And I know that God is no respecter of persons, and that if he can take care of me, he can take care of you too, dear friend. God can meet your every need, and I want you to put your trust in God and understand that whatever you're trusting God for, God is able to provide it. Don't just trust him for the little things. Trust him for the big things. Because you might not be able to get a car, but let me tell you something. God can give you a house. You can get turned down for a car and tomorrow go into a mortgage company and they can give you a house. I want you to know that just because a small thing doesn't work out, it doesn't mean that God can't work out something big in your life. I want you to know that all God wants you to do is to continue putting your trust in him, because he is well able to take care of you. Look at what verse 9 says. Jesus himself still teaching us how to pray. It says, after this manner therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Dear friend, God says that when you pray, you ought to acknowledge God as your Father, and that you ought to tell him that he is holy. Hallowed mean holy. So in other words, Lord God, you are my daddy, you're my father, and you are holy. And in verse 10, it says, thy kingdom come. So in other words, acknowledge that the kingdom of God is come, and that when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, that we become part of that heavenly kingdom. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In other words, before you can get to heaven, you've got to start doing God's will right here. You can't just jump from earth and go to heaven without trying to serve God here first, because you've got to make preparation in your life here before you can make it to heaven. You know, and I know some folks say, well, I'm going to wait until I'm old and gray, or they're going to make some kind of deathbed repentance. Listen, friend, you might not know when you're going to leave this world. Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. I've been in several car accidents, and the first car accident I was in, I was rushing, and there was a slight tropical storm. The wind whipped up, and my car rolled off that road. I mean, that car was total. The top was smashed in, the sides were smashed in, And I came out with just a scrape on my finger. Why? Because God sent his angels to protect me. I could have died in that car accident, and I did not. But I want you to know that that car rolled so quickly. That car rolled so quickly that I did not have any time to even think, much less ask God to forgive me if I was a sinner. And so you cannot wait to ask God to forgive you at the last moment. You've got to ask God to help you right now, while you're still in your right mind, while you still have time. You've got to ask God to forgive you of your sins right now. When my car began to roll, all I could think of was, wow, I can't believe this is happening to me. When I got out that car, when that car went over to the side of that ditch, and I got out that car and I looked at that car and saw how that car was totally damaged, and I walked out with just a scrape on my finger, all I could say was, Lord, I thank you. Because I knew that it had to be God to let me walk out of that vehicle and have nothing wrong with me when that car was total. They asked me, did I want to go to the hospital? And I told them, no, I just need to get home. I did not even go to the hospital, my friend, after my car rolled off the road. I want you to know that God who protects me, the God who helps me, is the same God that is watching over your family. He is the same God that is watching over you. And I want you to know that if you put your trust in God, God is able to help you even right now. The Bible says in verse 11, give us this day our daily bread. Daily bread means everything that you need, whether it's money, clothes, housing, whether it's just for him to fix a relationship, whether it's the fact that you're single and you need a husband, whatever it is that you need, you know. And people might say, well, you know, you don't have to pray for a husband. Well, how are you going to get a husband if you don't pray for a husband? Or how are you going to get a wife if you don't pray for a wife? God is going to bless you with what you need, my friend. But you've got to open up your mouth and say, Lord, this is what I need. And I trust you, Lord, to take care of it. Lord, your will be done in my life. Look at verse 12. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. You cannot be blessed, my friend, if you're not willing to forgive. If someone hurt you 10 years ago, 2 years ago, 2 months ago, 1 month ago, 1 week ago, you cannot be blessed, my friend, if you are not willing to forgive. Forgive others for what they have done to you. Forgive yourself for what you have done to others. Because the Bible tells us that we ought to forgive others. How many times should you forgive? 70 times 7. Over and over and over again, when people harm us, we must be willing to forgive them. And the Bible says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And if you study the book of James, you'll see that God does not tempt us, but we are tempted when we are drawn away by our own lust. And so we sometimes say, God, I can't believe you're tempting me this way. But listen, we get tempted because we refuse to do what God is calling us to do. And so don't blame anything on God. If you want to blame anyone, please find yourself a mirror real quickly and look in that mirror, and you'll see that when we don't do the will of God, we have no one to blame but our own selves. So when you're praying, ask God to deliver you from temptation and deliver you from evil. And the Bible says, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Look at verse 14. It says, for if thou forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. If you want God to forgive you, you need to learn how to forgive other people. Many, many times we want God to do something for us, but what are we willing to do for what we're asking him to do for us? The Bible says, but if we forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. I want to encourage you, friend, to forgive others, and God himself will also forgive you. Our theme verse for our lessons is that if Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. My friend, I want to encourage you to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Understand this, that your latter years are going to be better than your beginning years. I want you to know that it doesn't matter what your past looks like. What matters is that you have a good future. Our theme thoughts that we use for each lesson is persistence is the key. Smile anyhow. Don't give up. There's no such thing as can, and what you believe, you can achieve. I want to encourage you, my friend, to seek the face of the Lord. Understand this, that he loves you, he cares about you, and that everything is going to be all right. Not my will, but thy will be done. Bow your heads and let us pray. And my friend, stay with me, because right after we pray, I'm going to let you hear a song. Father, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We bless, we lift up your holy name, O God. We magnify you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now for each and every one that studied with me. I thank you, Lord, because you are truly King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I thank you, Lord, because you know my heart. You know everything about me. And Lord God, you know the hearts of those who are listening to this message right now. Lord, I pray for that one that needs encouragement. I pray for that one that needs to be blessed. And Lord God, I understand, Lord God, that it's difficult. Lord, the economy is difficult. Families are having difficulties. But Lord God, we lay it all of it at the cross before you right now. And Lord Jesus, I pray, Lord God, for that one that's sick in her body right now, that one that's sick in his body right now. I pray for healing from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. I pray for healing right now of eyes, God, that need to be cleared up. I pray for healing of ears that need to be cleared up. Oh God, I pray for healing of gums, oh God. I pray for healing, oh God, of arthritis in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we rebuke all forms of cancer right now and cystic fibrosis right now, God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you would touch those with thyroid problems right now. Lord God, and high blood pressure. Lord God, I thank you, Lord, that you're healing, oh God, sickle cell anemia right now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you right now that you alone are worthy to receive glory, honor, and praise. Oh God, we pray, God, for those that are struggling with anger issues. Oh God, that you will deliver them, oh God, for bitterness and anger right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you for your touch right now. Heal that one that's listening right now. Restore that family, oh God, right now. We pray, oh God, for nations everywhere. Oh God, over in Europe and Central America and the Middle East, oh God, and in Asia, Lord God. We know, God, that you're able, Lord God, to remember those in the Caribbean right now. Oh, Father, touch right now in the name of Jesus. We know, God, that there's nothing too hard for you to do. Oh God, we thank you for strength when we have no strength. We thank you for courage when we have no courage. Lord, remember your people right now. Oh God, we believe that you're well able, oh God, to strengthen us. You're well able, oh God, to keep us. Oh God, we thank you right now. We give you glory, honor, and praise right now. Oh, hallelujah. We bless you from the rising of the sun till the going down of the same. You're worthy to receive glory, honor, and praise. Oh, hallelujah. I bless your name, Jesus. I honor you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're worthy to receive glory right now. We bless you right now. We thank you for healing and deliverance right now. We give you praise. We thank you for that son right now. We thank you for that daughter right now, that mother right now, that father right now, that grandmother and that grandfather, Lord, cousins and aunts and uncles, God, God, children right now. We thank you, Lord, that you're touching right now. Oh, and we give you praise. We give you thanks for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. There's a song that I played the last time I was on the air, and that song touched my heart so much. I just want to hear it one more time. If you were listening to me on last night, you probably heard me play it, but I just want to play it one more time because this song really touched my heart. Second Chance Ministries out of Fort Lauderdale, I've Decided.
Houses in a land. I'm too blessed to be supported. I'm too blessed.